Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Giants get a win. It was sort of an odd day in the NFL yesterday. A lot of close games. Not a ton of offense that we're used to outside the New Orleans Saints. And, of course, that was supposed to be a back-and-forth game, and it wasn't. It was totally one-sided. But tonight should make up for it with the Rams and Chiefs. We got Jerry Recco in here with an update. What's happening, Jerry?
Brought to you by 2x London. Visit the engagement experts at Americana Manhasset, East Hampton, and Westfield World Trade Center. Giants Bucks yesterday at MetLife Stadium. The Bucks making a run at New York after the Giants were up 31-14. Jameis Winston put in, led them on some scoring drives, but the Giants made the big plays when they needed to.
Manning in a shotgun set, two receivers left. Play fake to Barkley, slant over the middle, completes it over the middle. He's got Ingram running into Bucks territory. It's a foot race to the 20, 15, and tackled at the 11-yard line.
And a couple of plays later.
Third and one at the two. Manning over center, offset eye left. Hand off Barkley, smashes up the middle for a touchdown.
Bob Papa with the calls right here
Bob
on the fan.
Bob Popper.
Bucks. That drive and touchdown put the Giants up 38-28. They would hold off the Bucks, winning 38-35. Manning 17 of 18, 231. Two touchdowns. Barkley ran for 142 yards, a couple of touchdowns, touchdown catch as well. And Beckham, four catches for 74 with a really impressive touchdown in the back of the end zone as well. And here was OBJ. He likes the way the team is trending.
We just kind of starting, you know, to put it together on all three phases, or at least play better on all three phases.
Back-to-back wins for the first time in forever, yes.
That catch he had in the back
awesome.
Of the end zone with the two hands, that
strong.
Was ridiculous. That's how you're supposed to catch footballs and hold on to them with vice grips. His hands are insane.
Yeah. Did a weird dance after that. Not sure exactly what the hell that was. Did you see it, Boomer?
He was patting his feet and went in a circle.
Yeah. Sort of like we got a football right
it
here.
It was like a river dance?
That's,
or no?
It's nailed down. You can't see
river
it.
Down. Are you going to do it?
Yeah, it was like he had the football here.
Yeah.
That was
sort
it.
Sort of like that.
That was good.
Right. Here he was. He talking about that touchdown catch, fighting for hard.
I just need it. I need it. I just wanted that bad, so.
Here was Eli, says the team came out strong. I guess you might get the dance here on CBS Sports Network if you're watching. Here was Eli. There you go. Like a jackhammer.
Right from the get-go, that first drive, run the ball through three times in a row, get a first down, first and 10, play action, hit Odell, for a 40-yard gain.
And while the defense was horrendous in the second half, they did come up with the four interceptions, three of Ryan Fitzpatrick, one from Jameis Winston. Here was Pat Shurmur.
We had a positive contribution on defense. Four turnovers is out of sight.
Out of sight. Here was
Pat Shurmur. They gave up 510 yards.
They did. And
you, out of sight,
holy
too.
Crap.
You had the sense if they would have just a little more time, they probably would have went down and scored. Here was Barkley.
There's only 60 minutes in a game,
have
Jerry.
To back this up.
Because obviously it's always going to be a sense of hope until there's no chance of us going to where we want to go. We're always going to believe.
They're going to believe. They play Philadelphia Sunday. Here was Jameis Winston, decent comeback, but he realizes he did screw up the one time.
It hurts me when I have to see my team lose a game because I turned the ball over, and I'm sure it hurts Fitz, and I'm sure it hurts anyone else that has a hand into what they may believe led the other team to winning.
It is amazing, though, how whenever these guys are the starters, they just don't perform
right.
as well as
but
when they
bring them
in
at halftime, and they're great.
It's incredible.
That's what they should do. They should just do it, you start the first half, you're going to start the second half.
Yeah, why not?
And then flip it the next game.
I guess you could do that.
Why not?
Elsewhere, you had the Sunday night game last night. Bears-Vikings, big game in the NFC North, and a big play for Chicago and a big win.
8:38 to play. Diggs in motion in front of Cousins, who's in the shotgun on first down. Four-man Bears rush. Cousins throwing right side. Intercepted. Picked off by Eddie Jackson. Up the left sideline to the 10, to the 5, and a touchdown. Eddie Jackson with a pick six.
Kevin Kugler, Westwood One on the fan.
The Vikings suck, fatso.
Yep.
Well, they're now 5-4-1. They lost 25-20 to the Bears. Jackson with the big play that I'm not going to say put it out of reach, but pretty much decided the
all
game.
Right, so
let
me ask you this question about Mitchell Trubisky. He's 20 of 31, 165 yards. He's had the TD. He ran 10 different times through two interceptions. I mean, are you sold on him yet?
Listen, it's tough for me to say anything negative about him this morning, being in the position I'm in as a Vikings fan. But no, I'm not sold on him as a spectacular quarterback. But boy, he's been good enough with this team and that defense.
Yeah, it was great. Let's go to Jim in New Jersey. Jimmy, what's happening?
Hey, what's happening, guys? I love this show. How you doing, Boomer?
I'm doing well.
What's up, Jim?
Grew up watching you as a kid, man. You're awesome.
Word up, man.
Hey, I just wanted to throw some light on what you guys said before. So I'm a huge diehard Giants fan. So you guys are in the left. So that TD dance, I heard you guys talking about it. That was Odell throwing shade at Warren Sapp. You guys remember Warren Sapp when he caught that touchdown?
Yes, that's right. And Sapp has been talking bad about him, supposedly.
Exactly. That's why he did that, because Sapp was talking bad about him. He's funny, ain't he, Odell?
He's got it. He's locked and loaded, man. He knows current events and past events.
It's funny. I meant to play that clip, and I forgot. Give me 1 second. Talk about something for a second.
All right.
So Warren Sapp has been talking trash about Odell Beckham Jr. Odell Beckham Jr. with his ear to the ground.
Yes.
All the time.
And here's why he responded the way he did.
I don't know. I heard Warren was talking bad about me or something. Somebody told me. I don't know what he said or anything like that, so just had to give him a little love. You know, when people hate on you, you got to give him a little love.
I like that. That's an olive branch. That's what I call that. And somebody told on him probably via InstaChat or Snapgram or something like that, right?
He probably heard it himself.
No, I mean, somebody probably tweeted to him or something and sent him the video link of Warren Sapp crushing you or something.
It's amazing. All the nice things that people say about Odell Beckham Jr. He's focusing on the negative.
Just the one thing. Well, whatever motivates you, man.
I guess so. Yeah.
Speaking of just getting destroyed, the Eagles lost to the Saints, and this thing wasn't close. 48-7 the final.
First and 10 from the Eagles, 23, Breeze in the shotgun. He drops back, looks to the near sideline, up in the air. Mike Thomas caught in the front pylon. Touchdown, Saints!
Saints radio with the call. If it was sounding easy, it was easy. Michael Thomas, the touchdown there. 31-7 at that point. And it was Joe, I guess it was Troy Aikman that said at the end of the second quarter, like, you know, the Eagles better stop them here, because if they don't, they're going to get the ball to start the third. And that's exactly what happened. Scored both times. The Saints now 9-1. The Eagles were 4-6. Drew Brees, just 363 yards and four touchdowns in the win. Raiders, Cardinals, Oakland beats Arizona 23-21. Daniel Carlson, a 35-yard field goal as time expired. Cameras catching John Gruden and Derek Carr and one in each other's faces and all that. Here was Gruden. Why are you yelling at him?
We had a man-to-man situation. He went for the big play. We had a mild disagreement.
Went on to say, not a big deal at all. Very proud of his quarterback for doing what he's doing. Here was Carr.
I'm surprised it's the first time that they caught us. It's not the first time him and I have been that way.
Went on to say they do this often.
They
and
do.
It's just fine.
Remember, Rich Gannon was saying at the beginning of the year that, you know, Derek Carr is going to be for a real education because he's going to want answers when he comes to the sideline.
Yeah.
John Gruden is. And he's basically going to be screaming at his quarterback because he can't hear because he's got the stupid headset on. So there's going to be all this back and forth, and certainly it's very entertaining, actually, watching it.
Definitely saw it yesterday. The clip of the day comes from Keenan Allen. The Chargers lost to the Broncos 23-22 on a Brandon McManus game-winning 34-yard field goal. Allen was asked why the Broncos were so good. It certainly seemed like they played well, right?
No, I don't think they played well at all. We dominated the game. Turnovers, we gave them some points, and that's what happened. They suck.
Does that suck at the end of that?
He says they suck.
Except I didn't expect they that.
No, not at all. Now, they did have, I have to check the exact amount, but I think the Chargers had 12 penalties for 160 yards.
It was ridiculous, man.
Yeah, it was a lot. Texans, Redskins, I'll play the audio. Just a brutal, brutal day.
Running back is Byron Marshall. Here comes the blitz. They call McClain. Alex Smith under heat. He's steamrolled at the 40-yard line. That takes him out of field goal range, and Alex Smith is hurt.
Yeah, and you already said it. To the day, and the final score the same. Joe Theismann's there, and it's just a brutal broken leg injury for Alex Smith. Texans did beat the Redskins 23-21. Here was Jay Gruden. Difficult day.
I haven't seen anything of the injury. I know it was very painful for him and heartbreaking for a lot of people.
Especially there, as you can certainly understand. In terms of Colt McCoy, he came in, didn't play badly. But the Redskins do fall. They did not get the 63-yard field goal at the end for the win. And I mentioned to Al, they got completely ripped off on a play down the left sideline. Should have been passing interference six times over, and they didn't call it, which is weird. And they call holding on Josh Norman on a garbage holding call. So, whatever. Colts beat the Titans 38-10. Andrew Luck has now gone five straight games without being sacked. He was 23 of 29, 297 yards, and three touchdowns. Steelers, Jaguars, this game looked like it was over. Steelers went incomplete on fourth down, but hold on. There was a face mask in the end zone as they were trying to come back from 16-0 down. They'd get another chance.
Ben gets the snap, rolls right. He looks, he runs, he dives.
In.
He's in!
He's in!
He's in! He's got a touchdown! Ben has a touchdown rolling right. What a play call at the goal line.
Came with 5 seconds to go.
Was
Steelers
not a
radio.
Good play call. What,
well, did, it was a shovel pass
to the
call.
Tight end, right.
And they had it covered, and he responded.
Right. I know, but what a good – I love Bill Hillgrove, but that was not a good play call. Give the ball to James Conner for crying out loud. Well, I mean, you were right there.
Perhaps they were angry that he had just dropped the game-winning touchdown pass.
That was unbelievable. If you would have watched that game, you would have known that on first down there, I think there were 13 or 14 seconds left to go in the game, and they had the ball like on the one-yard line. Mm-hmm. And – Pittsburgh had a timeout.
Yep.
They could have handed the ball off there and ran it to see if they could have scored. And if they didn't, then they could have used a timeout and then gone to this play. But instead, they decided to throw on first down. Ben held on to the ball, held on to the ball. Of course, he held on to the ball, and the clock was going all the way down. This was I felt like this was the play. Like, if they didn't make it, I don't necessarily know they would have had enough time to call timeout.
No way. I mean, and I could not believe with that timeout they weren't just trying to pound the ball in at that point too, because if you watch that Jaguars secondary, they were grabbing and holding and pushing everybody. It didn't seem like there was going to be a pass play that was going to be successful, or it was just going to be flag after flag after flag.
But, you know, as a fan, that's the most annoying thing about the league, is how we decide when we're going to call penalties and we're not.
Yeah.
Because right. I agree with you. You could have called a penalty on every one of those downs. And then they called on fourth down when they go incomplete and the game's over.
Right.
Yeah, but it was you could see at the back of the end zone they grabbed the receiver.
I'm not saying yeah. – right, but – there should have been more penalties called is what I'm saying. They let it go sometimes, and other times they don't. You don't know what direction they're going.
I think Ben threw the ball. I think it was Switzer that he threw the ball to, and it was like the face mask.
He ripped his helmet off.
He didn't throw it because he was open. He threw it at him to draw attention to that to get the flag. That's what I think happened. And he didn't throw it initially, and then finally they did, which was the right call.
We're going to win that bitch!
Lions, not yesterday. Lions beat the Panthers 20-19. Carolina scores with 107 to go. They go for two for the win, and Cam Newton doesn't miss him, meaning throw it. He didn't throw it to a wide open receiver and then threw the ball away poorly. It didn't work for them. Cowboys beat the Falcons 22-19. Brett Maher, the game-winning 42-yard field goal as time expires. Lamar Jackson throws for 150 yards, runs for another 117. Ravens beat the Bengals 24-21.
It's going to be fun watching him the rest of the year. I mean, he cannot throw the ball. Yeah. I mean, he really can't, but it's fun watching him.
No, he had 27 rushes.
Yeah.
And he also was 15 of 18, I think, passing.
Something like that.
Well, he's probably going to play again next week, they say, with Flacco. So, and if they keep winning and he keeps running the ball over the place, they'll stick with him.
If he keeps running like he did yesterday, he's not going to last very long.
Yeah.
He's got to get down, man. He's got to preserve himself. He's got to learn how to do that. He took three or four vicious hits yesterday.
Sure.
And, you know, pounce right back up. But, you know, that's youth, right?
Tonight, the Rams host the Chiefs, the big game of the week. We'll have it on The Fan at 8 o'clock. And ESPN reported that the Browns wanted to interview Condoleezza Rice for their head coaching job, except that the Browns and Rice say that that's not true.
She's well-versed in the West Coast offense.
I'm sure. Stop.
Yeah. Hey, Al, by the way, how'd your five-team parlay do?
Not the best week. I was one in four. My worst week ever. A lot of games decided by 3 points or less this week. Saw that stat somewhere on
Twitter.
Right,
and you haven't won one of these.
Well,
no, they the are ones
entertaining.
That you
put out. I have to say this. They are entertaining.
Thank you.
And I appreciate them. I look forward to them every week.
Well, that's the point of it. I mean, yeah. I don't think he's really looking to make money off of this.
Are you going to have a Thanksgiving-themed five-team parlay this week?
Oh, I am, Boomer.
What do you think?
In fact, I even have a turkey hat I'll be wearing.
He's actually going to Amazon now and buying props.
I'm buying props, yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, you're into it. And
yes.
You do a good job with it. So.
He's buying props. He's saying, okay, Eddie, in 3 weeks, you bring your Spock shirt in.
Right.
Okay.
3 weeks?
Well, yeah, yes. We're going to do a space-themed week.
He bought a space helmet.
Yeah, they're planning this out well in advance.
I bought a Cowboys hat to do a Western theme 1 week.
I think it's good. I think I like what you do. It's free content. You don't have to pay for it.
No, that is free.
Right? And it's very entertaining. I look forward to it. Even
Thank
though
you.
Your picks suck, I look forward to it.
Four for five a lot of weeks. This was a down week.
Done well.
Magic beat the Knicks 131-117. They scored 44 points in the first quarter. I would say never look back, but the Knicks kind of came back in the second quarter a little bit.
Good news, though. The Knicks moved up a spot in Tankathon. Yeah, so they're in the fourth spot right now.
They need to be top three. They've got to be top three to get the tied for the best odds.
Well, I mean, you know, right now Atlanta's 3-13. Phoenix is 3-12. The Knicks are 4-13.
Yeah, so you got to be worse.
And in the midst of that run that you said, they're not going to win a game.
Right. I don't think they will.
No, probably not. We'll see.
And, you know, you got Enes Kanter is like ticked off and he wants to be playing more. And then there's the whole balance between, you know, the veterans getting their numbers and playing so they can get their new contracts. And then the young kids out there trying to learn the system and learn how to fight through these things. They gave up 131 points.
Yep.
It's your new NBA.
I thought we were supposed to be more of a defensive team.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
The Spurs played defensive basketball yesterday. They beat the Warriors 104-92. Golden State has dropped three in a row. And the Lakers get 51 from LeBron James, beat the Heat 113-97. Hurricanes over the Devils 2-1. Stars beat the Islanders 6-2. Oh, Stars and Rangers tonight.
Tough day for the local hockey teams.
It was not a great day. No. I would agree.
All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.